It's another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Where today, Sunday, April 3rd, it's not snowing, it's not raining.
You sure about that?
I have not been outside yet. I assume my window is lying to me.
There was a little bit this morning, snow on the ground this morning.
No
ice. It's bullshit. Yes,
it is. Ridiculous.
We have some of our favorite Fallscasters here, including Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Suzanne.
Hello.
Steven.
Howdy doody doo doo.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, all.
And myself, Bart.
Yay.
We do not have an interview today's Fallscast.
Boo.
But be sure to check out our website, for we have some new articles been popping up. Plus, keep sending your feedback to tell us what you think of the show. Send your comments via falls3press@gmail.com, via our Facebook page, or review us on whatever podcast catcher you use to listen. So before we jump into the roundtable, how is everybody this week?
Just lovely.
Peachy.
Peachy keen.
Great.
Really, really tired of this crazy weather. I need spring, man. I'm starting to hurt. I'm hurting.
Yep.
I need to gotta get some sunlight and gotta be outside, and I can't take it much longer. Usually this time of the year, this is exactly where I am every year. I just can't take it anymore. I'm just ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Usually winters are tough for me. Oh, and by the way, my wife's not here because she fell down the ice on our back porch and went boom, boom, boom on her bottom.
No.
The alliteration. Boom, boom, boom on the bottom.
Yep. When did she do that?
Oh, this morning. It happened this morning, and she had to ice pack everything and take some painkillers, and she's all busted up sitting on the couch.
Oh, no, and she's just recovering from her surgery.
Yeah, and luckily I don't think that she hurt her knee, but she did torque her back pretty good.
She has hurt everything else.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
So I have to get the massage gun, get it to her.
How did that go again?
See, I need to record. We all need to record sound effects. See,
when
put them in wherever we want to make fun of people or make the point better or whatever.
Who is the actor from the Police Academy movies?
Michael Winslet.
Oh,
yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
I love this part in Spaceballs. the bleeps, the sweeps, and the creeps. What?
Awesome.
It's perfect. So, Bart, you haven't talked about how you did this week, did you?
Yeah, I took some vacation. I went down to Columbus to visit COSI.
Yeah, how was that?
$40 to get in, but it was $40 worth it.
Yeah, I saw some of your pictures. I've been talking like I maybe have to take my dad or something. I mean, whole Marvel stuff. It looks
awesome.
They've
got, it's going till the end of May.
Okay.
And it is nonstop. Like, the place where it is in the building, I don't think I've ever actually been down that far. It's on the second floor, and usually it's past their, radio station area, and there's usually just a wall there. I'm pretty sure that was part of a building they just opened up.
Hmm.
Because it just kept going.
So many artifacts there from the movies.
All these costumes from movies. They had multiple little, computer station areas where you flip through and read stuff. And, see the evolution of different artists' interpretation of characters and how, everybody did things.
Is it going to come to Northeast Ohio, or is it just going to be in Columbus?
You know what? It's been in Columbus since September.
Wow, wow.
So, I don't know where it's going next, but it is so, yeah.
So where is it located?
It's at COSI.
Where's that? I don't know what COSI is.
It's in downtown Columbus.
Okay.
Like, right around the corner from the Columbus Metropolitan Library.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I also got to go to the Columbus Library book sale, which, that was the first one they've had in a while.
No. How much did you have enough room in your car to bring it back?
Yes, I brought it back.
Yeah.
But I looked out there because some of the books that I got, they were paperback, and the lady writing out slips for people was like, oh, well, that's paperback. But that's actually teen, So that's a dollar and not $2.
Sweet.
Ooh.
For this hardcover, this is also teen. So instead of three, it's one.
Nice.
So
nice.
I walked away with, you know, $10 cheaper than I had anticipated.
Anytime you save money unexpectedly, it's a good day.
Exactly. I got a book of the original Charles Adams, Adams Family comics, which I need to sit down and read here. But yeah, it was an excellent weekend. Also, Kosai has an exhibit about Cuba.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, it's like right next to their dinosaur exhibit. But it, we had, like, they have timed entry into the Marvel exhibit, so we got there at 10, but we couldn't go in until 11.
Oh.
So we're wandering around, saw the dinosaurs, and then saw the Cuba thing. It's like, we got half an hour to spare.
Yeah.
And so many different, like, they talked about, like, the wildlife in Cuba, ocean life, their economy is, all about the cars, the fact that everyone's driving Bel Airs because new cars don't come to Cuba.
Yeah. And they put, like, boat motors in the cars, or they put...
Yeah.
Like,
whatever they can.
Whatever they can. They use, like, just... They make stuff just to make the cars work, because they haven't been able to get parts for them forever, either.
I guess they're now... They have started getting cars in, but now it's, like, early 2000s Kias.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's kind of a downgrade from the Bel Air.
Yeah. Well, at least you can still get parts for those, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was... Like, I felt like... It ended up being $40 to get in between museum admission and admission to the Marvel exhibit. But that, between those two exhibits, that $40 was well spent.
Yeah, that sounds like it. If you can get into the other exhibits as well for the $40, that's a good day of entertainment there.
The last couple of times I've gone, my sister has had friends who worked there, and they got us in for free.
Oh.
And she doesn't know anyone there working there right now, so we had to pay.
Dang.
But like I said, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Jennifer and I,
in the pictures, it looks like it.
That sounds like, I might want to go see that. Jennifer and I have friends that live in the Columbus area, and they keep trying, hey, why don't you come down? Why don't you come on and hang out? And I'm like, well, there's nothing to do, because I'm like, now there's a reason to go. And we can go see him.
Exactly. So yeah, if anybody listening is really into Marvel.
How long does it take you to get to the two exhibits, you think?
I think it actually ended up taking almost 2 hours for us to walk through.
And did you stop at everything and spend time?
Oh, yeah, we stopped at everything. Okay. We even stopped at and stood in line for something that we didn't end up going through because we got halfway through the line and then realized what it was.
Oh,
it was like a virtual reality become Iron Man.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You stand there and you see on the screen your movements.
Yeah.
So halfway through waiting through that line, we realized what it was, and so we wandered through and looking at everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Wise choice.
Yeah. One of the best parts was the fact that they had the portable radio from WandaVision. That radio, I took a picture and I showed it to Mom and Dad, and we're just looking at it, and then look over to our right, and there's a pink version of that exact same radio sitting on the table.
Oh, gosh.
Your dad has a nice collection of those.
Yeah, oh, we have museum quality radios now. So into our roundtable. Cauga Falls City Schools now has a new superintendent.
Yay!
Andrea Celico. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Celico or Celico?
I'm not sure.
No.
I hope when she starts on August 1st, they will say.
Yes.
How do you pronounce your name?
She'll begin August 1st under a 3-year contract.
Okay.
She was previously the Bedford City School Superintendent. And is a consultant to the Cleveland Metropolitan School District.
I like that it's a female.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cuyahoga Falls Library Director Valerie Cosen will be retiring on June 30th after 6 years at Cuyahoga Falls and 20 years working in public libraries. She will work with the Board of Trustees to develop a transition plan and begin the search for a new director soon. To celebrate National Library Week, Cuyahoga Falls Library will have Find Forgiveness Week, which is nice if you have a lot of money in fines.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to build up fines, though. I mean, you really got to work at it.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
April 4th through 9th, those are the dates that they'll have the Forgiveness Week. Return late materials, and staff will waive qualifying overdue fees, not counting material recovery fees if you've been sent to a collection agency.
All right, so get your stuff back April 4th and 9th. You'll have to pay a fine. Mike, do we have anything outstanding?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that we know of.
I think we got two Blu-rays I got to take back, but I think we got like a quarter or something.
I'll take it back, April 4th through the 9th.
And just FYI, we did not start the fire.
Yes, you did.
We didn't start the fire.
The National Park Service will be conducting planned burning at three different locations of Cuyahoga Valley National Park this week. The goal is to remove invasive plant species and create good soil conditions for native seeds. Closest to us that they'll be burning is off of Boston Mills Road, south of I-80.
Okay. I know right where that is. It's very pretty down in there.
Well, there's going to be a lot of smoke later.
Fire. Fire. Smoke. Fire. Oh,
interesting. Really, Mike?
Fire. Fire. Oh,
gosh, you can't take him anywhere.
I just, speaking of fire, not to, I'm going to interrupt briefly. I saw the most amazing Beavis and Butthead I Am Cornholio t-shirt I've ever seen, and I didn't have it in my size. I was so mad.
Oh.
I am Cornholio.
That was amazing. I was like, man.
Funghole. Funghole. Funghole.
I don't even know. I just...
Sorry, Bart.
And finally, for the month of April, the city has announced a recycle cart audit program to address non-recyclable materials that keep being found in recycle bins.
Body parts?
Those could be one of them.
That's organic and should be composted.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, man.
Compostable.
Well, these items are leading to higher recycling costs and often lead to more stuff in landfills that could actually be saved. The city has a list of acceptable materials that can be recycled on their website, which also includes things that can be composted and how to do it.
Body parts.
Oh, no correction. Do not compost animal fats, meat, and fish bones.
Those are animals, not human parts. Jeez.
You got to put them in the barrel of acid.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know what to say. Well, I know that if people start putting put stuff into the recycling can that shouldn't be recycled, then the whole shipment is gone. Yeah.
Yep.
So it ruins it for, like, everybody.
And then it costs the city money.
It does cost the city money.
And I saw people complaining about it, like, oh, they change the rules all the time. Not really.
They've been changing. It's the same for a while now.
Yeah.
It has.
The only one that I knew of that was shocking to me was the glass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just can't put glass in there.
Every time I throw glass in a garbage can now, I feel sad about it. I was like, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's like the rules have pretty much been the same for a while.
Yeah.
Is it true with newspapers and stuff, you're supposed to bundle them in another? Can you just throw them in there randomly?
Throw them in there.
Okay.
That's my understanding. You just throw them in there. I don't think that you're supposed to bundle them.
I heard somewhere that if the paper's wet, they can't use it. Is that true?
I have not heard that.
I'm not sure about that. But yeah, like paper, I usually just toss it in a recycle bin and it gets taken out, you know, dump it out into the big bin.
Unless it's like a pizza box that has grease on it, they can't use
it. Yeah, can't do that. So that's why I wrap the body parts in the paper. kind of hide it. Bundles the paper together.
Dude.
You're the one contaminating the recycle bin.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
You know, something nice that happened, we have had our garbage, can that has a big hole in it that my husband has put duct tape over it.
And no, but call to give you a new one.
Well, there's a story going, man. Don't ruin the story. So he keeps saying that he's going to call the Cuyahoga Falls Trash Company to ask for a new one. And of course, we don't because that's what we do. And they just brought us one day. He went over there and there was a brand new garbage can. So they must have took note on it and brought it to us.
Did they take the old one?
Yeah, they took the old one.
The old one. They swapped it out.
We've had to do that twice since we've lived here, since they've had the big carts. We had to do it once recently in a big crack in it, and I just left it because it was whatever, was just cracked. And then one day it came out, and then the machine grabbed it and squished it, and it just popped it like a canister and just cracked it. It was almost broken in half. I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like ours was cracked in the back, had like two good-sized holes in it, and I was just like, just throw some duct tape on it for now. And
well, that you know, hydraulic, I'll call them eventually. Picks them up. Sometimes it squeezes them pretty good, and then after a while they just break.
No,
yeah, I mean, we've had ours since day one, you know. Yeah.
We found two raccoons in our garbage can once, but they just opened the lid and went right in.
Yeah, no.
Little raccoons.
I had some babies in the bottom.
Well, they were babies. They were babies. Yeah. I told my neighbor about it. He was like, man, I would just shoot them. I was like, Jesus. And we just let them out. We let them go.
Yeah, just let them out and let them do their thing.
Well, he said, I would shoot him if I would shoot him if I would be in my old house, because in the falls you can't discharge a firearm in the city limits.
Oh, man. Yeah, dang liberals. Scary.
Yeah, I know it.
Unless you have more than 10 acres.
Can't just shoot.
Is that what it is?
Shooting animals is that anymore. Real?
Like, more than 10 acres?
Yeah, most of them. Yeah, I'm not exactly. See, that's state law. I don't know about home rule, though, how that applies to the city, but if you have over 10 acres, you can discharge a firearm.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And actually, technically, you're allowed to hunt on your own land without a permit and whatever if you have over 10 acres, you know, and discharge firearms, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know if home rule for the city applies.
That would be Northampton Township.
Yeah, and out there in Peninsula, Ishway, and whatnot. Or Ward 8, a lot of your Ward 8.
Nerd.
Sorry. Nerd. Nerd. Frederick Aloysius Palawatsky.
We are going off script here, but whatever. Those are good
things
to know about in the city.
Oh, there was a script long ago. I love how you're doing this on script.
I have no script.
Suzanne's good news.
I don't have any good news, people.
Mix up. What?
I don't know what to say.
The sun will come out sometime this week.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Week.
Or Tuesday.
Or Tuesday. Sometime.
This week, hopefully the sun will come out.
The little flowers are starting to, spring flowers are starting to pop up everywhere. I'm seeing a bunch of robins. I'm hearing the birds sing. I mean, it's coming. Maybe that's my good news. We survived winter.
Do you guys have a garden? You guys put a garden in every year? Does anybody put a garden in every year?
We're going to try this year. We say we're going to do it. Yeah, Kathy does.
I didn't do it last year. I am going to do it this year, though. That's my plan.
What are you going to plant? You decided?
Probably just peppers and tomatoes. They did really good. Maybe some squash or something.
Lettuce. Lettuce, he grows great. Lettuce. You just keep trimming it.
Yeah.
I got that raised bed. Might do lettuce. Rabbits won't get it.
Well, we'll have to screen it in, because I've seen an actual rabbit in our backyard that keeps...
Yeah, but that thing, I'm talking the raised bed, though, where it's, you know, a couple feet off the ground.
We have rabbits living in our backyard.
We always get bunnies. Get bunnies, too.
Yeah, we find, one of my dogs likes rabbit turds and eats them, and every morning they're all over.
That's gross.
It's very gross. Little rabbit snacks.
Oh, man.
They're like food gushers for the dog.
Don't get dogs in there.
Nom, 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 nom.
Rabbit M&M's.
Kathy.
They're so impossible to scoop because they're so tiny. What the hell are you supposed to do there?
Just mow them back in. You'll be good.
Hey, it is great fertilizer.
But it doesn't get to be fertilizer because the dog eats.
Correct. It's a little, you know, well then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with dogs.
It's recycled food.
Ew.
Soylent, right now.
Oh, sorry. Ready? Ooh, boop, boop. Let's go. Sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts, sparts arts.
Sparts arts.
That was our best one yet. Good job.
To start, the Blossom Music Center schedule has been announced so far for this summer.
Ooh, awesome.
Starting in middle of May, we've got a lot of new performers and concerts that were rescheduled from last year, which were rescheduled from the year before, which were rescheduled from the year before.
Is that actually going to happen? Oh my gosh.
So what you're saying is they're being rescheduled from...
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody just stopped.
Derail that train.
Like what? Where are you going with that?
So they've got everyone from Tim McGraw to the Backstreet Boys to Sammy Hagar.
Backstreet Boys are back.
Sammy Hagar would be cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he'd probably play some Van Halen songs, too.
Tenacious D in September.
Coming to Blossom? Tenacious D?
Yeah.
Wow.
They once did a concert that was all just a strings concert, and they did all jazz music.
Oh, really? That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Like, none of their own songs. Just, you know, other people's songs.
Graham Nash is coming to Kent at the Kent stage. from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Cool.
Who?
I was going to say, I don't know who that is, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot. But
no, I know who it is. I'm just...
Oh, do you? I really don't know. Okay, good job. He just set me up.
Fell for it.
Oh, man.
It's a young...
But I guess they are going to be doing health checks at the door. So either checking your vaccination card, no guarantee it's a real card, obviously, but...
Oh, jeez.
Or doing a rapid test.
Oh, doing a rapid test, okay.
Or, now, the laziest of them all, it says, participating in a health questionnaire.
Oh, no, are you serious?
Are you sick?
Check
no.
Yes or no.
Right in.
I'm good.
Wink, wink.
I mean, everybody's just giving up, right? We're just like, forget it. You guys aren't going to follow the rules anyways. Just, you know, fine. Forget it. Mm. You can tell the CDC has just given up, too. They're just forget it. Whatever.
I have admittedly given up wearing masks and when we go out now. And I just haven't just stopped That's doing cool. it. It's just,
well, we're getting close. I mean, we're getting to endemicity, so it's, I mean.
Well, I mean, I think that the new variant, they don't really know how good it's going to do yet. All they know is 33% more transmissible. And it's coming. And it's already here in Ohio. And they're expecting another round, another wave. But
surge, yeah.
What they don't know yet is how if it's as bad, not as bad, or worse than the last couple strains. They haven't really determined that yet. And early indications saying that it's not supposed to be as bad, but it's too early really to tell.
Until it really hit.
Yes, yeah. And that's why they're encouraging everybody to get if you're over 50, to get the second booster. Because we're the ones that are most at risk, 50 and over, and help comorbidities and all that shit, because we're all old and fat.
I mean, I don't know. I'll get it. Whenever it's available, I'll get the 4-shot. I think it's fine. I don't care. I've given up, too. I mean, I just walk around without any masks anymore.
Well,
I mean, my work doesn't require it anymore, and I'm just like, ugh.
If the place is packed, I bring it with me, and I feel uncomfortable. Yeah, like, I haven't left it in the car yet, so I have it like a safety blanket. Right?
So do I. I carry it around. I carry like a big one in my purse.
Pocket.
Yeah.
If I feel like it's too crowded, I'll put it on. I don't care.
Yeah.
I think it's good, too, for your psyche to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Situation that I'd be willing to to know that when the time comes, you might have to wear it again.
Unless you got bad breath, then you're tortured.
Yeah.
After drinking coffee or something,
yeah,
you're like,
I didn't brush my teeth this morning. Ah!
So we were talking about arts.
Next Saturday, April 9th at 5 p.m., the Brown Liquor Brand, featuring Taylor Carano, Daniel Rylander, and Spencer Cutlip, will be performing a free show at the Jenks Building as part of a fundraiser to help medics traveling to Ukraine to help.
Oh, that is so nice. So is it like a donation?
It's free to get in, obviously, but they're taking donations that will go to the medics.
Okay.
The Cuyahoga Falls Wall City Art Walk is coming up April 21st.
Oh, yay!
There will be 6 locations on the walk. At the pavilion will be Zentangle artist April Couch, who will show how to make your own Zentangle magnet. At
Zentangle magnet. I just like saying that.
At Upfront Art Space, the Art Alumni Association will have their first show since 2019, featuring work from Cuyahoga Falls alumni. And they are still taking submissions. They will be extending the art submission time until April 10th. So they're still looking for art.
Get you some art.
Yeah. Steven, are you going to put some stuff in there?
I'm not an alumni of Cuyahoga Falls.
Oh, true. Oh, I forgot you were a Hudson. Ew.
Nauseous.
Hey, it wasn't my choice, man. I just, my parents stuck me. I don't know what you want me to do.
Oh, I'm from Hudson.
I don't ever say it like that. I usually just put them into my voice.
I'm from Hudson.
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed, actually, when I say it. I'm not proud of it. People think I should be proud. No, I'm not, actually. You bunch of bullshit motherfuckers.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, really.
Upfront will also be hosting artist Sarah Treanor, who will be showing how to create an eco print.
Neat.
Also, I'm assuming explaining what an eco print is.
I was going to say, does anybody know what an eco print is? I wonder if it's like one of those leaves or something.
I'll do it like a leaf print, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, DeWitt students have created a bunch of river wildlife window clings that are going to be placed on businesses downtown.
I just love that we have so much art in our area. I mean, it just, they really take art seriously, and they like to. Yeah, and that's, I like it. That's good.
And I mean, this is just a taste of stuff going on. It'll be April 21st from 5 to 8.
Great. Hopefully it's wonderful weather.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, you never know. It is Ohio. Have a big snowstorm.
It could be 80 or snow.
It could be 80 and snow in the same day.
The extremes this past week, it was like a crazy swing. It was, dude.
It's just insane.
It was like 70 one day, and it was like snowing the next. I was like, holy shit.
We're going to have a major ice storm, and then 70 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only in Northeast Ohio, I guess.
Yep. Mm,
the joys of living here.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week.
We have listeners?
Someone's listening.
Are they?
There's a reason we keep doing this.
I thought that we were just friends, man. No, we thank our listeners, yes.
And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. We're working on getting a hold of some people. It's taken a while.
Yeah.
You can always shout out your ideas to fallsfreepress@gmail.com. And we're also always in the market for article submissions. So if you have an idea for an article, let us know. We can work with you on that.
Absolutely.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else. Yeah, 5 stars. You like us? 5 stars.
Yeah. If you don't like us, 5 stars. If you think we're okay, 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars and then tell us how horrible we are.
Yeah, just send us an email. Yeah, just send us an email, but give us 5 stars. Yeah, yeah. We should have an email for the complaint, like the complaint department. That goes right to trash.
It could be a roasting department. We can ask somebody to roast us, and then they can
come. Oh, jeez, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid of that.
We're going to say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Hope so you think about joining us next time.
Yes.
And everyone remember, get vaccinated if you have not already. I'm looking at the cat. He's giving an evil glare to the people who have not.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
You do an evil, evil look.
He's evil.
He's like, yeah. Look at
that. Don't pet my belly.
I eat your face.
My belly. Don't pet my belly.
You hate those unvaccinated people, don't you, Otto? Yeah.
Meow. Meow.
You're weird.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, bye.
Later.
Later, alligator.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
The crabs. Me money! That's right.
SpongeBob.
You guys did that, like, maybe 5 seconds before you should have.
Me money!
Well, maybe not. It says it's been recording for 40 seconds.